Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Joseph J.B. Bensmahan is here. J.B. is the president and CEO of St. Pete Care at Home. He's a very influential businessman and has had great success. And he is also has something that most of us don't have. He was born with cerebral palsy, and yet that didn't hold him back. He's written a new book called Taking Your Place at the Table, The Art of Refusing to Be an Outsider. And I've asked JB to join us and to tell us his story and how his life has played out. JB, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me on the show.
It's good to have you here, JB, and congratulations on your new book. I know what an effort that is to produce, and it's a great book, so congratulations on that. It's a great story that you tell. People love stories, so folks, you're going to love this story. You're going to love JB's story. So, JB, you were born with cerebral palsy. Tell people what that means from someone.
I mean, number one.
We think we know, but we probably don't.
Right. So if you were to Google cerebral palsy, I'll give you a significant amount of definitions. The first one that comes up often is that it is it affects your intellect. And I really wish that people would focus on the fact that it is a deficit, some form of brain damage, usually caused by something going wrong in the birth canal, but it can happen for a variety of reasons. It basically doesn't allow you to control some of your motor skills, and at some point it also affects your intellect. But it's such a wide range of a diagnosis that it's not really fair to just use that as a diagnosis. For example, when you look at me, if I have to cross the street, I actually have to tell my foot, okay, foot, put your foot down so you can step down. It's not an involuntary movement when I get to a sidewalk. But besides that, the rest of it, you know, I'm pretty able-bodied. And
so you have to talk. You have to talk to your feet more than I do, basically. Is that what you're saying?
I do. I have to pay attention. I don't need there to be a throwaway rug. If you read my book, you'll see that I fall for no reason. So when I was 2 years old, my father sent me to school to learn how to fall because he realized I was going to look at the floor close up more often than not.
Do that?
I don't go to school.
You still fall?
Yeah. I can fall for no reason at any given moment.
Is that a balance thing or a reflex thing?
I'm not really sure. It's a combination of of being, you know, 48 years old and being tired and having a full day of work, and at some point I just fall. Now the beauty is that when I fall, I look like I'm doing push-ups. I mean, I'm very skilled.
You should get somebody from airborne school to train you how to fall. They teach you how to fall out of airplanes. That's a good place to learn. So JB, I had a relative in my life years ago who was born with cerebral palsy. Her name was Judy, and she was wrecked with the condition. She was totally, her body was totally destroyed by it. She had all she could do was make sounds. She couldn't speak, but she could see. But over the years that I knew her before she died, I always believed that there was a smart person inside of that body that couldn't do what her brain wanted it to do, because you could talk to her and she could get excited, and you could tell when she knew what you were talking about. And it always broke my heart, because I felt like that there was this person who was being held captive by this body.
So I'm going to say this, and I'm not saying that you did this, but your listeners should hear this very carefully. The biggest mistake that able-bodied individuals make when they speak to a person with a disability is they assume that if a person has a disability, they're disabled all the time in every part of their body.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that Judy could not speak is her inability to give you information. That doesn't mean that she could not comprehend.
Well, we talked to her. We visited with her. Her family, and I wasn't as close to her as other members of my family. I didn't get to see her as often, but people would go over and just sit and talk to her, and she would make noises and wiggle and, you know, things like that. And I'm not going to say that she was a high IQ person. I just felt like there was a sensing being inside that could understand things that was just being held captive and held hostage, and that always broke my heart.
I assume that to be true of everyone you meet with.
Yeah.
Assume that to be true of everyone you meet with. That is correct. That is correct. I did not know that I was disabled until I was 12.
How is that possible?
I found out that, I'm going to tell you. So people always ask, like, what, there was no mirrors in your house? You know you walked funny? So the answer is yes, I knew I walked funny. But I wasn't treated any differently
mm-hmm.
as a member of our family because I walked with a cane or I crawled. I did not walk until the age of 4 or 5. The reason I found that I was disabled is I wanted to go to the same school as my sister.
Right.
And the Canadian government told me that I was not allowed to. That's when I knew.
So you grew up in Canada. You grew up in Canada.
Correct. Mm-hmm. I grew up in Canada, and someone told me that I wasn't the same. And that's what got me annoyed. And I was like, well, what do you mean I'm not the same? Says who? My parents told me I was the same. My friends told me I was the same. The community I lived in told me I was the same. Says, who are you? Right? And one of the things that you find out from people, and we're very fortunate in the United States, say what you wish about, you know, President Bush, the father, President Bush, right? But he created the Americans with Disabilities
Act.
And the reason he created that law is very simple. The only way that I'm going to teach people about people with disabilities in the workforce is I'm going to force you to hire them. That was revolutionary. And so that is a very important statement that you have to make in the world of business.
Mm-hmm.
In the world of business, you make a lot of decisions.
Has America come a long way since then in the last 30 years?
America's fantastic. The United States is the greatest country in the world for people with disabilities. Is it perfect? No, you're going to find plaintiff attorneys that are going to abuse the law. You're going to find people that are able-bodied that are going to want to protect.
Perfect. Perfect, you know, is not possible, but excellence is, and it sounds like we're moving
correct.
In that direction. Hey,
correct.
I need the book is called, folks, the book is called Taking Your Place at the Table by Joseph J.B. Mensmihen, B-E-N-S-M-I-H-E-N. Wherever books are sold, it's inspiring. You'll want to.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.